I know. Let's get a bunch of people who are really washed up in their careers to judge people who are even more washed up in their careers, singing music that we don't want to hear.
Live from the basement, it's Building a Better Dave. Check us out at betterdave.com. Email us at dave@betterdave.com. Or call in your comments, 888-563-3228. Now, here's your host, Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to Building a Better Dave. I'm your host, Dave. If you're new to the show, this is just me spewing my opinion about life. This is me. This is basically my way of saying, get off my lawn! I try to make you laugh, cry, think, or moan. I got about 8 billion podcasts. This is the one where I talk about whatever the heck I want to, and you're going to listen. And I'm at Denny's last week with the nurse and the senator, my stepson. And, you know, Denny's post 11 o'clock, always a fun time. Because there are people in there named like Mac and Marvin. And it was just always a treat. And we look up and ABC, in their infinite wisdom, went, how can we take TV to its lowest depths ever? I know. Let's get a bunch of people who are really washed up in their careers to judge people who are even more washed up in their careers, singing music that we don't want to hear. So then I'm like, wait, let me get this straight. So you're gonna sing music that I don't want to hear by the people who actually recorded it, but instead you're gonna find people who can't really sing, dress them up in costumes, and let me hear that. And that's supposed to be entertainment. Yes. Why is it entertainment? Because we're going to pay a bunch of people to scream like madman. We're going to get Debbie Gibson, the dude from Saturday Night Live, Daryl Hammond, who actually is talented. I'm like, why are you on this show? And RuPaul, because he'll do anything. And so one of them is basketball star right there. Hey, let's listen to a basketball star sing. And the show is called Sing Your Face Off. Listen to the mayhem that ensues.
Entering the facelift now, Landry Fields sings his face off as Lionel Richie.
Okay, can we honestly say that right now, Lionel Richie would not get this kind of response? He's doing country. He's trying everything. Remember me? I was big in the 80s. Hello? This even worse, they have a picture, these two giant pictures of Lionel Richie, and this guy comes out in a bad wig and a caterpillar on his lip. And right there, that's enough. Wow! And Debbie Gibson is like, holy cow, he looks just like Lionel Richie. No, he doesn't. Okay, so he's got the leather, red leather pants on. Amazing. But if you're thinking, but how could they make it worse? Lisa Rinna, whatever, used to be on TV shows. She was pretty. Then she injected her face full of collagen. Her lips are about the size of Jersey at this point. She's married to Harry Hanlon. And I forget her big show that she was on. But she's somehow just dug herself deeper and deeper into reality TV. And so she is going to come out and sing Baby, Baby One More Time by Britney Spears, which, again, I wouldn't want to hear Britney Spears sing this. I certainly would not want to watch her sing this. So, again,
face off as,
yes,
Britney Spears.
Really?
Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know?
Now, for the record, not a bad imitation, but here, that song got popular by, I don't know, a 17-year-old little girl in a Catholic schoolgirl outfit acting provocatively. You are not 17, you're not a little girl, and you should be embarrassed.
That something wasn't right here. Oh, baby, baby, I shouldn't live.
And she's playing it up. She's rubbing her thighs, and I'm like, so is the thought here to get on TV in whatever fashion at all because somebody is casting a movie and they look up seeing you in a Catholic girl outfit and pigtails and your giant lips and think, you know, she'd be great for this part. I don't understand it. Have you ever heard of Chyna Ann McClain? I haven't, but she's one of the celebrities. The one that blew me away was the singer, his name is Sebastian Bach, from the 80s band Skid Row. Now, he has a new album out, so I'm assuming that's why he's trying to get his name out there, but he sang something from Maroon 5. And I just went, dude, you have talent. What are you doing? I could not, and I just went, wow, this is a new. And the best thing is, we were in Denny's watching it without the sound. Yeah. Yeah, at one point, Sebastian Bach performed as Lady Gaga. The guy has one of the best opening screams of a song ever. And he's getting, you know, here we
comments.
Go.
Well, when I found out that you were going to be doing Lady Gaga, I was very, very excited, you know.
And that's RuPaul.
Don't be a drag, be a queen. You sounded great. Like I say, you better sissy that walk, girl.
I tried. Hey, why don't you come show me? Come show me.
All right.
RuPaul, RuPaul, RuPaul.
Oh, this is so spontaneous. It's not like this was planned at all, I'm sure.
You better work. Come on.
And Debbie Gibson just can't believe it. And here comes RuPaul going to strut his stuff. And the audience is made up of 17 to 22-year-olds who may not even have been born when Sebastian Bach was, in his heyday. Sebastian Bach is not having anything. He's like, look, I'm a rocker. I mean, come on. This is the guy that did Monkey Business. Let's listen a little bit of that here. Yeah. This was like the classic 80s, right? You'd have the slow intro, a little acoustic guitar maybe, and then they would just come out and punch you in the face. And this is one of the best opening heavy metal tunes with a scream that just makes you go, dang. Check this out. All right. So you're waiting. Come on, he's even got the Hetfield on! James Hetfield of Metallica! So that's what you're missing on TV. But it was so bad, I had to look it up on YouTube. It's hard to find, it really is. I think ABC is like, you know, we really shouldn't have done that.